This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Right, your consultants are standing by. I'll take caller 9 now at 844-999. Ola, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a pop-up hotel is opening up at the North Pole in April. You can stay in a heated igloo for $100,000.
You can also save your money and not go to the frickin' North Pole.
That'd be what I would do.
I mean, I like the idea of sleeping in an igloo, but 100 G's.
I don't even like the idea of sleeping in an igloo.
Well, 100 G's. And if you have $100,000 to lay down, are you really going to just say, hey, let's go to the North Pole to sleep in an igloo?
Somebody will, but you would hope not.
If it was a Taco Bell pop-up, I'd think about it. Like, what am I going to eat?
That's true. At least Taco Bell, if nothing else, you know what the food's going to be.
I got a pool. I got Taco Bell.
That's ridiculous. $100,000.
It is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous to open a hotel at the North Pole if it's a day's in for $100 a night. It's the North Pole.
This one says, corpses move for more than a year after death. Huh. That's why I won't be a mortician.
That's interesting.
Really? Wait a minute. So you've been embalmed, all of that, and your body's still moving?
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's, like, flailing. I think there's small spasms.
But that's enough. Show me one dead body. It doesn't have to get up and moonwalk. But, I mean, if I see it twitch once, it's going to freak me out.
I'm out, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's always... growing up Catholic, all the funerals, like, the day before, you had the viewing. But I remember, like, that's always, like, the frightening thing. Like, is this body just going to wake up?
Back!
Well, it's tough, too, is sometimes the person in the casket doesn't look anything like you remember them.
No, not at all.
No, those last days are pretty tough on people.
Or maybe it was the wrong person.
It says America's oldest living World War II vet celebrated his 110th birthday with a ceremony at the National World War II Museum in New Orleans.
Very cool.
I hope he's from New Orleans. I'm not trying to be mean, but when you're 110, no matter what I've done, like, I don't feel like traveling.
Because there's 110 plus humidity.
But it's also New Orleans. Like, I'm like, good for this guy. He's 110. He still wants to party.
I'm throwing out beads.
Yeah.
Bring on the strippers.
Give me boobies.
Right. He's like slamming hurricanes.
Give me the beads.
Let's see. Two men who were hired to test security.
I didn't think about that aspect, but you're right, Mike. Probably wants to see a few before he heads out.
Yeah.
Two men who were hired to test security for an Iowa courthouse were arrested when, as part of their tests, they broke into the courthouse.
So why were they arrested? Isn't that what they're supposed to be doing?
You'd think.
I thought that's the whole point of any of those security. Like, I hacked into your thing, I broke into your bank, whatever it is. That's a setup.
That is a setup.
Yeah.
Yeah, see if you can break into my court. Okay, absolutely. You're under arrest.
I'm looking at this thing. I'm just, why would that be a part of their test?
Breaking in?
They're security, I guess.
Security.
So did they, like, not clear it with anybody that they were about to break into the thing?
But I thought the idea...
There's more to this story,
You're not
man.
Telling them when you're going to break in if your assignment is to break in. You got to do it when they least
The whole
expect.
Point of the security is, like, we're going to do... I mean, within a time frame. Look,
I don't
know.
At least let the authorities know that, hey, I'm going to break in this night if you get... alerts, it's me.
I wouldn't do that only because I would imagine that the people that wanted me to do the security for, I understand I will get arrested, that they will clear this up.
Yeah.
Like, if I roll up to your house with a gun and threaten you and tell you to come with me, you're not going to do it. If I'm a bounty hunter, there is a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you, right? Like, they're just doing what you paid them to do.
But... if the people that own this place are like me, I'd be like, I've never seen these people before.
One third of families sit in total silence at dinner.
Thank God.
It's the only quiet time they can have.
I just don't want you on your phone.
What's the difference if you're not talking?
Right? I'll agree with Ted on that one, Miles. If you just want peace and quiet.
Typically, I think when you don't have that phone on the table, you do have more conversations than not.
But do you think...
But that story said some people just sit there in silence.
But I wonder if, and I mean, if part of that is just because so many people are on their phone or iPad or whatever, right? If my kids have the iPad, they're not talking to me.
If they don't have it...
I get to the point where I'm like, please grab your iPad.
The dinner conversations are always the shortest growing up. It's like, hey, Miles, how was school today? It was fine. What'd you do? Same stuff.
No, nothing. This is what I've learned. Yeah. School is always good, and they never did anything. How was your day? Good. What'd you do? Nothing. Then you have to break it down, and then they tell you everything.
Back in my day, silence at the table meant good food.
Mm-hmm. You're not kidding. Because you're chewing and eating.
That's right. When my mom cooked, we talked a lot.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. She knows. We drove by a place that said, just like homemade. We're like, keep going.
The first person ever to be hired in America as a quote-unquote taco editor for a publication says burritos are actually tacos.
Yeah. Just with more stuff and folded up. I mean.
I've never heard of anyone putting rice in a taco.
Right.
Good call, Mouse.
To me, most of the Mexican food we get in the States, it's like, look, how do you want to present it? You want a taco, burrito, chimichanga? You want an open face? You want it in nachos? It's like, look, it's ground beef or shredded this or whatever, right? The cheese, the guac, all the stuff. It's always the same.
Right. For that matter, is an enchilada also a taco? It just has the sauce on the outside?
You know what's weird, man? Every time I've gone to Mexico, when you go to your average restaurant, like, there will be tacos, but overall, it's just shredded.
I doubt it, but it's really just meat or cheese or both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you put more stuff in a taco, you put more stuff in a burrito.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's
just
different.
One or two things.
I fathom what he's saying. Like, it's all kind of the same stuff, but also it's different, right? Like, you can order sliders, you can order a burger.
Right.
It's the hot dog a sandwich.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. People have debates about what a real taco is. And right. Everyone has their own definition based on what they believe to be their version of a good taco.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. It says a man from Virginia was arrested for swinging a sword around the observation deck at the Empire State Building in New York.
How did he get a sword up there?
That's a good question, Miles.
That is right. They have security.
Why did he have a sword on him?
That's also a good question, Jed.
If at the point you have a sword, you're now swinging it at the observation deck of the Empire State Building, I go, oh, I know why you've got it. You're a lunatic. But the question still remains, how did he get it up there?
Yeah, if it was on fire, I could see swinging that around.
And a sword.
Sure. I mean, a flaming sword. That's cool.
It serves
no
practical
Game of Thrones,
purpose.
You feel different.
You know, like people who fence don't use those types of swords.
No.
People who use machete, that's a completely different tool. So, like, as far as a sword goes, it's more of a decorative thing.
For most people.
Right.
A public employee in Ireland was fired for missing 400 days of work in 2 years.
That's a lot of work.
Right? And how did he take 400 days to get fired?
Well, they have holiday.
In 2 years, that means he worked less days than he didn't.
He might have banked some sick days. You never know.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a lot of time.
Even if you bank some sick days, that just... They fired him at the end of it, which means that it wasn't near as acceptable as if he had just banked up some sick days.
He also may have been a crappy employee.
And I don't know the circumstances of his employment. He could have been on the road all the time and nobody's knowing if he's working or not. That's a sign that
you're a great and valuable employee.
A McDonald's customer in Tennessee thought his coffee was watery, so he spilled it on an employee and burned her arm.
Jeez.
All right, I've read this story myself. He spilled it on... It sounds like he poured it on her.
Right, we agree.
Fair.
Spill would be an accident.
Fair. Change of verb there. Good call, Ted.
Why would that be your reaction? It's McDonald's. Just ask for another cup of coffee. You know what I mean? Right. Like, McDonald's, it's not like, hey, man, once you order your food, don't open your freaking mouth. It's McDonald's.
Right. Have good coffee.
Also... What would the advantage of the worker shorting you or watering down your coffee at McDonald's be?
You're right.
Do you think they care?
Oh, I just pocketed another 50 cents. No, you didn't.
I mean, they basically are giving it away. Is it like a dollar a cup or something?
It's cheap, dude, yeah.
Aren't you, if you're over 50 or whatever, don't you get, like, free refills or something like that?
Yeah, that's why you always see the old dudes, like four of them, sitting there.
You can get as much coffee as you want at McDonald's.
Yeah. Good news!
Just buy one.
Vaping's been getting a lot of bad press lately, so people are trying to quit, and one strategy is... What do you think?
Smoking.
That's exactly what
Hell
it is.
Hell yeah.
All those people that went to vaping to quit, now they're going right back to smoking.
Well, there's all these misnomers going on. I mean, look, it's vaping. So there's only it's not healthy. It's just not as unhealthy as other alternatives. Right. But as they've been making these busts, there's guys that have been tainting this stuff, poisoning this stuff.
Exactly.
But people have misinterpreted this as vaping. It's you got to get poisoned. Right. It's a small group. But I guess you only need a few people to die from doing something before you take notice.
Well, right? And from what I've heard, it's kids who can't buy this stuff legally, so they're buying it from places that'll ship it up there, and they're already not up to snuff. So, like you said, they're poisoning it, they're tainting it. It's not cleared by anybody up here, so they're the ones that are getting all the garbage stuff, and they're hurting themselves.
I don't want kids to smoke cigarettes, but given the choice, like, look, if you get cigarettes illegally, they're still cigarettes.
I like the nicotine analogy there with the up to snuff.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
You're really on
switch to a little snuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe some chewing tobacco.
That'll really make your eyes water for a second.
We go to Miami. All right, Mike. We go to Miami for this little audio clip.
All right, what was that?
I'll tell you what happened 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
I'm Steve, throw a hook at your police department. One, how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, Patrick, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. Our very own Mike Hawk had this story last week. And in this case, apparently burglary alone was not ambitious enough for this guy. There's a 22-year-old man from Syracuse, New York. He's driving his Audi on a country road last week when he swerved off the road and crashed. Now, I do not know if he was drunk, but it's my assumption. Not just because he swerved off the road and crashed, but also because after he crashed, he realized he was near an empty house. So he broke in. And then he made a booty call and invited a lady to come to the house, drink booze inside, and get it on. Now, I'm not saying she's easy, but she showed up. But the romantic night was interrupted when a neighbor noticed people were in the house that no one lives in. They called the cops. When the cops got there, the guy was arrested for burglary, which is odd because he didn't actually steal anything. But anyway, my question is, do you believe that this guy who drives off the road, gets in a crash, and still feels opportunistic enough to be like, let me call Big Sheila, meet me at the empty house? Is he black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Man, I'm thinking with the entitlement factor, it might be white, but I'd like to hear from the resident racial consultants.
Right, so he breaks into a house.
He swerves off the road for whatever reason. They do not point out if he's drunk. Anyway, gets out of the car. He's near an empty house. He breaks in, makes his booty call. They start getting it on until the cops show up.
I mean, you know, just going based on the movie alone, I'm going to go black. Booty call was Tommy Davison, and I believe,
You've seen every cinematic masterpiece there is.
There is. I realize I've seen a lot of bad movies, because I always start with the cinematic masterpiece.
Mm-hmm. That's how you know you're lying.
So you're going to go with the booty call, you're going to go black.
Yeah, I'm going to go the booty call theory. Black.
Okay. Patrick, what are you thinking on your final answer?
And they use the word booty call in the article?
The article says booty call. They're not quoting anyone. That is the article.
Huh. I mean, I guess I'll go with Ted. Black.
Final answer?
Final answer.
All right, Patrick, we're going to find out if he is black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
We got to the state of New York on Profile. Let's get a man who was driving, swerved off the road. He crashes his car.
Mm-hmm.
Notices that there is a house that is empty.
Sure.
Breaks into the house. Then calls his girlfriend to come over and have sex. He's arrested for burglary.
I'm not sure if it's his girlfriend since they called it a booty call. But either way,
a friend of his.
Close friend. But Patrick, we asked you, did you believe that this guy was black, white, Mexican, or Asian? Because I don't know if there's anything really to pinpoint. I mean, you swerve off the road, notice there's an empty house. I don't know that my first thought would be is, let me go in there and get some ass, but it was his, and it worked out until he got arrested. You consulted our racial consultant, Ted, as you often do, quoted one of the many cinematic masterpieces, in this case, the movie even called Booty Call, and went with Black and Patrick. In the end, you agreed. No, I'm sorry. As accurate of a movie as Booty Call was, turns out in this case, in this instant, Mexi.
I'll be.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Is there anyone that would or would not surprise you?
Like, it doesn't matter. There's nothing. There's nothing
you
there.
You swerved into a... You crashed your car, broke into a house just because no one's there and decided to have sex in it. Like, I don't know that I've ever heard the stereotype, like, say what, man, white dude crashes his car, next thing you know, he has sex in an abandoned house. Like, no one owns that stereotype.
I mean, it's not Tom Hanks level, but, like, Jamie Foxx is one of the stars of Booty Call, and then he won an Oscar.
Tom Hanks wasn't in Booty Call?
No, he was in other bad movies, and then became, like, a famous actor.
He was not in bad movies.
I was going to say, Bachelor Party is, again, a cinema.
That was a great movie.
It was. Very good.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Nice.
Yeah, that sounded painful.
Actually, it felt good.
Did it?
That's why I tell the ladies.
That's the sound you can hear, ladies.
Oh, God, that put a bad thought in my head.
I'm more like this. That means it's good.
All right, Miles, fire up some music. Let's give him a little monologue.
A little monologue late night. Is this Ted or is this the late night host? Is that
correct,
what we're doing again?
Correct.
Okay, very good.
Thanks to Thrill for helping out a little bit today. This music just makes me think of Ted's house. You having a tough time? Depressed? Things not going well? Been doing too much heroin? Come to Ted's house. We'll take care of you.
You can watch soccer at 5 in the morning while drinking light beer.
Right? We're not going to cure you of addictions, but the heroin thing will be over.
And Ted needs company.
Shaking my bed.
The only rules are, of course, you can't be a Tottenham fan. Ted's house.
The more you know.
Okay, ready?
All right, sorry about that.
No, no. You do your thing. All right, here we go.
All right. President Trump says that he's considered banning all tobacco-flavored vaping products, which is a shame because vaping is the only way most Americans find out what fruit tastes like. Miles, you have to guess.
Okay.
Thrill knows a couple of these.
I'll say that's Jimmy Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
You idiot.
Okay.
Let's see. Just recently, right before a kickoff at the Tennessee Titans game versus the Colts, a pyrotechnical malfunction allowed flames shooting across the field. One analyst described it as the hottest the Titans have been on the field in years. And they ended up losing that game.
Finally, guess you.
That is a Ted Smith.
All right.
That was a good one. Did they lose that game?
They did.
To the Colts.
To the Colts.
Yes, they did.
Oh, Andrew Luck's out. What are the Colts going to do? Be fine. They don't need you, Favre.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready. Pierce Bronson says he... Pierce Bronson says he supports the idea of a female 007. Unfortunately, Pierce is never allowed to speak for men anymore after starring in Mamma Mia. Man card revoked.
David Spade.
That is David Spade.
All right. Okay. All right.
Sorry, that was a good one. I couldn't get through it.
I forgot about Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
That's the crumpets.
Every nook and cranny. Did you see about this one? A woman in San Diego had a dream where she swallowed her engagement ring to keep it safe from, quote, bad guys. And when she woke up, she had actually swallowed it. Doctors were able to remove it safely, but her fiancé said, well, why do you think I got a ring?
I hope that's you.
It is.
Excellent.
There's no chance the fiancé would be like, yeah, she swallows a lot of stuff, great.
And by the way, if your kids get that joke, it's your fault. They're your kids.
Got another one?
All right, one more.
Here we go.
Ooh, it's like we're getting married.
You are.
Yeah, here comes the Ted. Americans left 8 million days of vacation on the table last year. And that's sad. It's like Ferris Bueller's sacrifice meant nothing.
Is that Myers?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy Kimmel.
All right.
I finally got a David Spade.
Yeah. Yeah. David Spade, he's good, man. And he's had a lot of one-liners. Actually, I had two for him today. I picked that one.
There's a way how that... Look, if you're telling the joke, then you deliver it one way. But there are jokes that they lean on. I feel like I'm pretty good at getting Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
You on occasion. I thought you had a great one today. But David Spade, I'm finally... Because to me... Every time you've done this, and it was David Spade and not someone else, it was either cleaner or nicer than I ever know him to be.
Right, and he'll always say that's a clean joke.
Yeah, because he's pretty biting. I mean, he's funny, but he's very biting.
Kimmel's normally a little bit more biting, too, but I think I can pick Fallon just based on the fact that it's normally not too aggressive.
Well, also, too, like, we talk about this all the time, but, and Miles, you brought this up to me years ago, and I agree with you. Like, they all have different styles, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, as funny as Kimmel is, I don't like his monologue the best.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
But the stuff he does, like with people on the street or like skits.
Great stuff.
Phenomenal, right? Anything with Cousin Sal or his security guard.
Guillermo?
Thank you. I almost went with
Kimmel
the wrong
does
name.
A great interview. Colbert does a great interview. Jimmy Correct. Fallon does not do a great interview.
Right, but I think Fallon has some good jokes up front.
Correct.
And then like thank you notes
great
are great.
Games.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the games and everything like right before he gets there.
Seth Meyers never changes, but I like him. And then yeah. Colbert, the way he does his monologue, it's hard to do any of his jokes because most of it, he shows a news clip and then responds, right? So the punchline would just, it wouldn't mean anything.
And Colbert, one of the simplest things he does that I think is genius is just, he introduces all the guests beforehand and you see him in their room and then he brings them all out at the same time. It just, to me, that I like that style. It's more natural and seems like people can interact a little more. And he's out from behind the desk because it's crazy. We've been talking a lot about Kelly Clarkson. Everybody always wondered what happened to Justin Guarini. Well, she brought him back for an American Idol reunion on her show recently.
No, look, man, everyone used to make fun of the guy, myself included, right? Not for any reason other than it was easy to do. Then I thought he fell off the face of the earth. We were talking about Kelly Clarkson a few years ago. He came up. And they're like, dude, that's Young Sweet?
Little Sweet.
Little Sweet.
Little Sweet.
Right. And I'm like, I love that guy. Thank you, Justin Guarini.
Felicity Huffman, she is going to do some time. She's going to do 14 days. Now, I make fun of that not being a real jail sentence, but as somebody that's done three, I respect a 14-day stint.
But you were in Central Booking, Baltimore, or what?
Yeah, I guess technically I did 2 days at Central Book and 1 day in the Tears.
So I'm going to tell you, her 14 days
it's
will
be
easier.
Yes.
Than what you did.
She'll get fed.
No one's going to take her food.
You haven't eaten much. I could tell you like to eat.
And do they say what kind of jail she's in, right?
They don't. I would imagine it's...
You know.
It's low security.
Right? Yeah. She'll be due 14 days plus a $30,000 fine and 250 hours of community service. Here's the crazy part. She doesn't have to start serving till like the end of the month. She can kind of take her time, get everything.
Well, she's not a flight risk. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. It's just like, look, you got to do some punishment for this thing if you know what you did was wrong.
To her credit, after sentencing, she said, quote, I accept the court's decision. I broke the law. There's no excuses or justifications for my actions, period.
And I'm done with it.
You got it, right?
And it's over.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like, let's hope that that's the last we hear about
it. It's one of my favorite memes, though. They have Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg. And, like, it's just a picture. They're doing whatever they're doing. It says one of them is a felon.
Yeah, right? I think the main thing here is just that, like, she took the plea deal as soon as she could get it. This was months ago. A lot of people are saying that's what helped her. Basically, Lori Loughlin is scared. Should be. They did not accept the deal or anything like that. And, they're basically everybody saying that knows her, like, she regrets that, and now they're sweating bullets. Like, yeah, you're going to...
Of course she
they're
does.
They're going to
sentence. I know she said she was siding with her husband and all that.
You got bad legal advice.
But it's this, man. Right.
Is he an attorney?
Legally, be like, don't worry about what he said. But it's like anything. Cop pulls you over, you're speeding. Felicity Huffman said, I apologize. Going 80, whatever. So you just get the ticket, it's done. Lori Loughlin, on the other hand, is like, I know my rights. And now the cop's like, I'm going to get you for every single thing I can. What should have just been simple and let it go, but no, you got to go out.
Yeah. There was big news last week that SNL had fired, Jesus. They had hired their first Asian cast member, but then also they hired another guy named Shane Gillis, who was on a podcast using an Asian slang term that you would never use.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you find out today that they have rescinded the offer and he will not be on SNL anymore after that.
That would have to be quite the high and quite the low, because if you're a comedian, if you're a writer, if you're anybody, SNL's got to be one of the pinnacle gigs that you can get. And
it's a great springboard.
The launch,
right?
Yeah, of your future career and what that's going to become. It's got to be a big deal. You don't try out one time and get it. You probably have been up there trying out for all kinds of different things, for all kinds of different shows. The one you would want to get would be SNL. You get that gig, and not 2 days later, you're out.
But he did the one cardinal sin. Ted and I were talking about this. Like, look, if you're a comedian or you tell jokes, you're going to talk about all kinds of subjects that normally make people unhappy. You're a comedian doing a podcast with your comedian friend. Of course, you're going to have some off-color stuff. No big deal. Most people don't get offended. Like I said, we do profile this. If you hear it out of context, you might think we're horrible people. But the one thing you don't do, once you drop the slur, it's game over.
Yeah.
Right? So you can make fun of anyone, but if you're going to use the slur in your description and feel good about yourself, that will come back to haunt you.
Yeah. And it's just him and a buddy. He drops it real quick, like... So
I mean, look at Antonio Brown. Everything was what it was. Then he called his general manager a cracker.
Then they traded him to the Super Bowl champion, New England Patriots.
He learned his lesson.
He really did, didn't he?
Like, yeah. Michael Richards, all you had to do was not say one thing, and then it's over.
Right. And also, like, Michael Richards, too, it's tough when, like, you were on stage screaming that word. And then he's like, well, no, I'm trying to explain why I was saying it. It's like I think we went through this last week. Sometimes, you know what? You just got to bite the bullet and just say sorry.
Then let it go.
And there's sometimes, you know what? And this is a newsflash for a lot of people. Sometimes you say sorry, and you might not think you're completely in the wrong, but if you want to move forward, you might say sorry to that person. Just move forward.
Look, sure. We all have bad moments. How many different things have you wanted to call the boss in all the years, right? There's different moments, and I'm sure they want to call us things. But you just don't.
Right.
Even though you're pissed, like, I've told you, I've been in a meeting with bosses, I know you want to kill me. I'm like, I'm actually picturing it right now. And I'm just beating the hell out of it. It's bloody. It's awful. But you don't.
Zooey Deschanel. Which always makes me think of small dogs.
Why is that?
Because they're dash hounds, and when I look at her last name, there's a lot of the same letters.
I thought you meant she specifically.
When you're not a strong speller, have a slight whatever, like, I'm just like, Zooey Wiener Dog.
Dash hound.
Yeah.
Zooey Wiener Dog.
Zooey Wiener Dog. By the way, do you guys think Zooey Wiener Dog looks like Katy Perry when Katy Perry had black hair?
Yeah.
Thank you.
A little bit.
All right.
Eyes.
I have.
The eyes.
Yeah, the eyes, yeah.
It's not an insult either way.
No. I'll just take Katy Perry. Sorry. That's a bad reaction.
Got pretty excited there with Katy Perry.
I told you, the voice you just use, and it's when you're explaining your position, or if you're lying and you know the person knows you're lying, but you're being defensive. What is the band, the guy, can't think of the song we're listening
to
today.
Greta Van Fleet.
Greta Van Fleet. I'm listening. I like his voice, but the way he sings, I'm like, he sounds like a guy denying something to the cops. Yeah, everything is way up here. Like, no, I wasn't speeding.
I know, and I have to be careful. It's my tone and reaction sometimes is very bad.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just straight up. Like, I ain't nothing wrong with
that. Oh, no, you meant that. That was sincerity.
So, Zooey Deschanel, you know what? Just hand that over and let Thrill read that headline for me.
Oh, no.
Just do what you do. You'll understand why I want you to read the headline.
I'm just reading the headline.
Just read it to yourself once as I'm talking, and then read it as I hope you read it.
Okay, yeah. I got you. Headline reads, and I'm going to read it the way I prefer to interpret this. Zooey Deschanel is dating one of the property brothers.
That's right. You need land?
Yeah.
You need a house?
The property brothers.
Flipping.
I read that all day. It's like brother-in-law.
Yeah, brother-in-law.
Well, I guess they were spotted holding hands in public, which, of course, means you're together. I'm trying to think, when's the last time you held somebody's hand you weren't with? That wasn't a child.
Oh, I'm out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you do that.
It's weird. Well, you, now, you know.
Why would I? Under what circumstance would I hold? I'm not with you. I just want to hold your hand.
Right.
Maybe get on a plane, the guy in front of you, hey, man, you want to hold hands on the way and see what happens?
That's fair. I've had a family member hold my forearm once.
Oh, really?
I was like, are you okay? And they're like, I'm really scared. I was like, okay.
But forearm says fear or I need balance.
Right.
Right.
But I was just thinking about that. Like, you don't think about hand holding as such an intimate thing, but honestly, it is.
Then you hold a hand with the person who's got the sweaty palms, and you go like, okay, we got to separate for a minute here.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the hand. All right,
it's also, you know, somebody's taking, you're either together or somebody is walking you to a point, right?
Right.
Like if somebody grabbed my hand and said, hey, we need to go over here, I'd be like, ooh.
They're doing you a favor.
This is something awesome, or I have just stepped in it. But anyhow, Scott, the property brother, he just was like...
Scott, the property brother. My name's Scott.
I'm Scott. Jonathan Scott. Jonathan Scott. Basically, he's just like, we're going to keep... They're together. They just don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
He's a very private person. Yeah, and I don't blame him, right?
Like, I want to talk about my relationship.
No, nobody wants to talk about the relationship.
Well,
and that's a weird thing, too, right? Because there's some famous couples who stay very private, and people get kind of annoyed. And there's other ones who are out there all the time, say, like Kim and Kanye, and people are more annoyed with them. And it's like, I don't know, it's a tough balance. And also, does anybody, like, you have friends. You have good friends.
Mm-hmm.
But even sometimes with your good friends, when you're dealing with an issue in a romantic relationship, like, you don't even want to tell them.
No. No,
you might not be sure how this is going to work out. You're just like, I'm going to sit on this one for a minute.
I just need to process this for myself.
Yeah, and as much as, like, and granted, I've always had an infatuation with being that famous and stuff. But every time I go through a breakup and I'm in the checkout line and you see all those magazines, I'm like, I can't imagine being that famous. And wherever you go, it's just a reminder, like, hey, Dan, remember you broke up with blah, blah, blah.
Take a picture. He's wearing sweatpants. He must be depressed. Like, no, he's leaving his house to grab the paper.
Will Brad Pitt still be friends with Ted?
Yeah. I already gained 10 pounds on iced coffee alone.
On iced coffee?
Yeah. All right, that was a weird one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man arrested after throwing raw ground beef at a police car. Meanwhile, Instagram model earned six figures for her six-inch tongue, which sticks out pretty far. Nothing to see here, just two seniors having sex on a packed train. Australian man is dead as a magpie swooped down at his brain. And woman gets mad at her boyfriend, tips a waitress $5,000 on his credit card. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my cock.
Our top story. We go to Miami Beach where the shenanigans are happening. A video going around online shows an officer having a little fun with one of his coworkers. The man is seen in a rearview mirror getting out of his car and approaching the window of the squad car next to him and tossing a rubber snake inside. That's when we hear the screams of terror from his fellow officer, and that's what we heard about an hour ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a citizen does that, you're in jail.
That's right.
That was his butt. That was the cop screaming?
Yes.
I would have screamed like that, too. Seriously.
Yeah, well, you don't like snakes.
Snake. Right? It was a good rubber snake, though. I mean, it wasn't one of those that was coiled too tight. It was actually a little bit on the loose side. So, yeah, I think that was a very justified scream. But then he laughed it off.
Yeah. If you did that to me with a rubber snake, I would rain down real spiders on you in your home a year later. Or is it 2 years?
Well, Ted, I'll never do that to you.
Why do you got to up the ante like that, Ted?
Hey.
Do fake spiders, man. Well, real spiders is dangerous.
Why don't play?
The spiders aren't dangerous. I mean, they live in danger because my shoe will meet them all.
Yeah, I won't drop real spiders that could, like, have venom stuff. I'm just going to put spiders on you that might bite you.
Do you know the difference?
Well, no, but when I acquire 1 to 200 spiders, I'll say, hey, what's the scariest spider you have that bites that isn't venomous?
Only one of 200 is venomous.
It'd be real funny if you threw in, like, something that just doesn't really hurt you when it bites, like a rat snake,
right?
A black snake, something big, like 7 feet long.
There you go.
Oh.
One of those big albino pythons. Another news, let's stick around Florida, where a man was arrested for his beef with another man. The victim called police after he saw his neighbor throwing raw meat onto his car.
I don't know why, but I like it.
Classy move.
When the man approached the meat fiend, he turned to the left, refusing to wait for officers, but he was later found walking in a wooded area and was arrested. The victim was able to hose the meat off of his car without any damage.
I mean,
like, it wanted to. The story went as far as to note that there was no damage to his car and he was able to hose the meat off.
Well, what damage would you get from raw meat on your car?
Right. Unless it was frozen, in which case, yeah, it might dent or scratch a little bit, but dang, man, just tossing some meat on there?
I mean, I guess if I had that big of a problem with a neighbor that were confrontational, that's one of the better things they could do. Like, if it's going to come down to it, like, all right, well, I put meat on the car.
Did he think that he was vegetarian? I mean, why is he wasting good meat on this guy's car? See, that would get
me. They covered my car in Brussels sprouts.
There's stalks everywhere.
I mean, you're right. I just also know all of us, like, I don't know why, but I'd be pissed. Like,
I would
get that
be
meat
pissed.
Off my car.
I know I'd be pissed. I'm not saying I wouldn't be pissed. I'm saying I might be the best.
What are you doing?
It is that time again, Jen.
Man versus beast.
Run it.
Give the people what they want. We go to Australia for this episode where the Magpies are starting their quote-unquote swooping season. Score. It's that time of year that magpies are particularly protective of their nests and don't mess around when they feel that it is threatened. Authorities have advised people to steer clear of these particular areas, a warning that eluded a 76-year-old bicyclist. The man rode his bike through the area and was swooped upon by the birds, eventually running him off the road into a fence post where he did actually pass from his injuries.
But how do you know where magpies are? I mean, you can say, like, look, crocodile mating season, don't go near the water.
Sure.
But a magpie, like, I don't know where they make nests, man.
It sounds like something you pick up when you're really, really drunk and you just need to eat. Like,
a magpie. What is a magpie?
It's a bird related to the oriole.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Little black and white bird's got a long tail on it.
I mean, I've seen a magpie because in Norwich City, mm-hmm. I think, there's like an English team that has them, but I never, yeah.
Doesn't matter if you're black or white or both.
But apparently, they're really, really serious swoopers. So yeah. Be careful for that, man.
I saw some pigeons messing with a dog today. He attacked him.
Damn right.
Pigeons don't do well with dogs.
It is that lovely time again. We have another headlines update. You may recall the story that I told a little while ago of a New York woman stealing the credit card of her boyfriend after a short fight, taking herself out on the town, and tipping the waitress $5,000 for a $50 dinner.
That's a lot for a short fight.
Yes. It is now being reported that the felony charges have been dropped in her case. There aren't many clear facts as to why the charges are being dropped, but her now ex-boyfriend says that he didn't want her to be prosecuted for the act. So I don't know what's going on there.
That's what's going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was up to him.
I suppose.
Like, I hate you, but I don't necessarily want you to go to jail for
right.
this.
Because now I have to spend more money on this to try you for it.
I just want you out of my life.
And I think technically he gave her the credit card, so I don't think he had much of a case on this one.
He paid for the dinner. And
he did.
And, yeah, when they got into a fight, he stormed off for a minute. And then she
right.
put a $5,000 tip on
right.
the $54 tab.
Right. But the whole fight was that she had an issue with spending. And so he, like, if I'm not mistaken, suspended her credit card for a little while, then gave her back control of it.
Well, she proved him.
Yeah. That's right. Dummy.
You have a problem fighting. I'll show you. I'll punch you.
Common decency cannot stand in the way of true love. An elderly couple on a packed train in London were both arrested for lewd behavior after they were seen by multiple witnesses engaging in sexual activity on the train. Many reports came in of the couple, aged 57 and 64, engaging in oral sex while the rush hour train made its rounds.
Did you see a picture of the guy?
Yes, I did.
Dear God.
Hey, if it happens, don't turn it down. Any moment, you just gotta go for it.
That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Ryan Castle Inn to sit and spin the return of the word, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, including Miles' opening statement. We're out of here. Until tomorrow, please
do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.